Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. Did I miss something? If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold right here in your hand. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Have any of you guys ever really broke that down and like applied that to your life? It is so powerful. Magnetism, guys. Hey, if you have not checked out the www.3twarrioracademy.com, we're actually taking it private here very soon. Actually, by the time you listen to this podcast, we're going back to private application process only, just because here's the reason why. Is because, yeah, we have over 8,000, coming up on 8,000 people worldwide that have gone through it. But we want to make sure that people, because if you have that many people, right? Are they really getting the value? Are they really getting the people that go through 120 challenge and fall through the whole process radically transform their lives, radically. So we're slowing it down. We're tightening it up. We're making it private again, just like the origin. We're going back to origin of everything. And we're going to do that private process where you meet with somebody, you go through an application process. If you get accepted in the academy, then you come in slowly, methodically through the 120 challenge. And that's how you radically transform your life. Sometimes you got to go back to origin, guys. It worked in the beginning and it's working right now, but we're more committed to people's growth and making sure they succeed than committed to exploding the revenue, right? By having, you know, hundreds of people come in a month or whatever it is. So I'd rather have 20 people come in, get a slow methodical process, then 100 people come in and 80 drop off, if that makes sense, right? It's all about quality. You can also set up a free consultation with our life license insurance team to learn how to protect your wealth with tax code 7702. That's all in the description where you consume your favorite podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a man should not. This one's for the men. And ladies, you want to hear this as well, because I want you to think about the men that you're interacting with. If you're single, if you're married, hopefully this doesn't relate to you. But if you're married as well as a man, I want you to listen to this, because I'm going to just speak from my own truth. Instead of like, oh, this is what you're doing wrong, I'm going to speak what I did wrong and how I corrected and how it's changed my life. So a man who cannot take care of his household should not be spreading his seed. Men, if you cannot pay your bills and have abundance to invest after that, if you can't take care of your household, if you can't keep your house clean, if you can't get groceries for yourself, if you can't wash your own clothes, you can't take care of your own self and create your own ecosystem by yourself, you should not even be sleeping with women. You shouldn't be. Now, I want to start by saying I'm extremely grateful that I did do this because I had my daughter Raven. Very, 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 very grateful that I did because I had my daughter Raven. But I was not fit to be a father at all. And the effects of that will be everlasting. I'll explain that. Now, things are phenomenal now with me and my daughter, but what we need to understand is her childhood, I was an unfit father, a completely sloppy piece of shit that should not have had a child during that time. But I did, and I'm so grateful I did. I'm going to start crying, man. Holy shit, because I'm so grateful because she's such a fucking... she's such a beautiful woman. She has just turned into this beautiful, amazing, mature, wisdom person, man. This kid has been through fucking hell with me, but I was not fit to be a fucking father. And I'm trying to help these men, these young men that are out there spreading their seed without getting their shit together, because men... you should be able to, and women may get upset with this, but guys, this is what's imbalanced in our world. This is taking out women in this conversation. This is women. This isn't about you saying you can't take care of yourself. That's not what this is about. But a man is designed to protect. A man is designed to provide safety. We are manifestors. That's what we do. We build. That's what we do. That's what manifestation, man, you have the sun. Women are spiritual. They're flow. They're creation. When my partner came into my life, magnified me 10 times over. Man, this is a really important, man. If you get your shit together before ever planting your seed and you stop dating and you work harder on yourself than you do anything else, you will attract a divine feminine woman. And when you do, it will be so different from anything you've ever experienced. And she will magnify you like you have never believed, because when you're a divine masculine man, you allow her to feel safe and protected. She can flow. And when a woman is in divine masculine, it is the most beautiful, esoteric, spiritual thing you've ever seen, to see a woman operate in divine feminine. It's scary, men, at first. It is extremely scary, but I couldn't continue to operate as sloppy McSloppy, spreading my seed when I couldn't even fucking take care of my own household. Well, thank God I got my shit together, because as I planted my seed the second time, you know, I had long distance relationships and we had John. I still wasn't in good condition. I mean, I had a job, I had the 401k, you know, I was an executive at a bank and all that stuff, but I still was a broken little fucking boy. Such a broken little boy. But then the recent past, since 2020, I've really worked hard on becoming a man. And I just want to speak this truth, whether it's young men or men that are in a relationship. If you're in a relationship where your woman, has to work to help constantly take care of the bills, and you're not doing what you need to do, and you're more worried about your favorite sports team than you are making sure your wife is taken care of or your kids are taken care of. Please, women, don't get this twisted. This isn't about you can't not take care of yourself. That's not what it means. There is a consciousness level in between divine feminine and divine masculine. It's just an energy, guys. When divine feminine can stand up and divine masculine can come together, it's absolutely beautiful. But I hope we can agree that we're out of balance, right? You know, these men are fucking spending all day playing video games. All men, growing men. There might be some of you listening to this. It's okay to play video games, guys, but all fucking day, staying up all goddamn night? No, that's not okay. Screaming at your favorite football team when you could be building something for your family or spending time with your spouse, partner, loved one, more concerned about having another dude's name on your back than rising up and building up your name and your legacy and your family? Guys, we got to step up. We do. And young men, you should not be planting your seed if you don't have your shit together. And men, if you're in a relationship, your main focus should be getting your shit together, providing safety and security. And we're not talking just money. We're talking feeling safe, the woman feeling safe and secure in the relationship and feeling like she can flow and be herself. And you know, and that's a beautiful thing, guys. That's what we want. We want the divine feminine. We want the divine masculine. I just wanted to speak to the men. It is so critical that we get our shit. Guys, this is the Roman days again. This is the Roman days again. They infiltrated, a foreign adversary infiltrated Rome, and they demasculized all the men. Now, this isn't about toxic masculinity, guys. A man can have nail polish on and be a divine masculine man. Divine masculine has nothing to do with muscles and kicking people's ass. It's not the typical Lambo thing. Divine masculine is operating in the highest level frequency. Authenticity, love, massive amounts of gratitude, kind, loving, caring, compassionate, but at any point can activate to protect their family or what they believe in. and his head on the swivel, hand up. You're walking down the street. Your lady shouldn't be next to the street. You should flip and make sure she is protected. You shouldn't have your head buried in a phone when you're walking down the street with your lady. You should have your chin up, chest proud, looking around for foreign adversaries, whatever it is. That is your beautiful, divine, feminine. You need to protect her. You know how sexy that is? I'm saying I'm not a woman, but I imagine it. I know it's very attractive to see a divine feminine woman. I know that for a fact. But I got to believe, women, raise your hand on this, that there's a man who is divine masculine. And divine masculine isn't what you think. That is the toxic masculinity that's creating the feminist movement. That's by design to make us separated, guys, where these dudes are like Lambos and Ferraris and you got to have a side chick and all that shit. That means you're an insecure little fucking boy, man. Any dude that is showing his cars and his houses and that's what he wants you to see all the time, he's an insecure little fuck. Straight up. He's a broken little boy who hasn't found himself, who probably didn't get edification from his father. I get it. I'm speaking from experience, guys. A divine masculine man does not have to show any of his stuff. What he shows is felt. His spouse is smiling. His kids are thriving. His house is taken care of. He's working hard. He's focused. He's dedicated. If you looked at his debit card transactions, you can see exactly where his priorities are. You look at his social media feed, you'll see exactly where his mindset is. You look at his web browser, you'll see exactly where his intentions are. Men, we have to step up. You have to step up into that divine masculine. Start setting goals. Become disciplined. Become consistent. Again, it's not about muscles and it's not about Ferraris and it's not about Lamborghinis. This is divine masculine. And I got to believe, ladies, it's very attractive to see a divine masculine man. And it's not what you think, guys. It's not about abs and, you know, flashing money and all that stuff. Now imagine a world if you're divine masculine and you got the money, honey. You know, you'll be in the top 1% of the 1%. To be in the top 1% of earners, that's $500,000 a year, baby. You can do it. And then you'd be in the top 1%. If you're divine masculine, you're 1% of the 1%. Okay? Now, if I was 6 feet tall, good Lord! I just missed the height requirement. I missed the looks requirement too, but damn! Hey, I knew I didn't have the height. I knew I didn't have the looks. So I got in the 1% of divine masculine. I got in the 1% of earners. There we go. There we go. We all have a fucking shot, man. That star quarterback is probably sitting on his mom's couch like I was 4 years ago, guys. You have a shot at it. You have a shot of being the top 1% of the 1% because you're divine. You're powerful. You're strong. You're worthy. You have your shit together. That's attractive, man. I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise.